Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color on this Thanksgiving Day from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America to great radio stations. I'm in the Moss Nissan studio, and thank goodness and happy Thanksgiving to everybody at Moss Nissan. I was up there yesterday and the day before, and they're doing great. And let's not forget also about all of our great people listening to us around the world on the internet, especially in Germany, where Maria's over there, Major Max over there. We've got Gustav over there, and I finally realized that's the way you pronounce it. I said Gustan. It's good stuff, but anyway, there you go. Thanks to all the people listening to us in Germany tonight. Now, a special shout out always goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world too via the satellite. Plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, border patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too for keeping us all free and safe. And a special shout out goes to everybody that's working tonight. Everybody, and in particular, up north, the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers, the people that are keeping those guys and gals going, because they're trying to keep the roads open where there's some real significant snow coming down, and this is a big, big, big time storm coming across America. The second of two, first one went across already, going out to sea in the East Coast, but the second one coming across, it's going to be a barn burner, so batten down the hatches, and without further ado, here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll never get
this
done. Yeah, yay. But I'll tell you where I won't be today, shopping. Okay, let me shout out a few names here. Yeah, not me. No shopping. Okay, Maria, Major Mac, and Gustav in Germany. God bless you all. Flip and Terry in Nashville, Lynn in Cape Cod, Al in Nebraska, Susie Q in Lakeland, Richard R. Maybe Fred in Oregon. I could go on and on. Dan and his family safely, I hope, in Alabama, and one of the better places to be right now. We hope everything's going good with your whole family there. All you truckers and drivers that are stuck, God bless you all. Dave in Indiana, all Daves. Dave, our Uber driver. I thought we got a lot of Daves, so I got to shout hello to all the Catwoman Road Dog. All of you, God bless you for listening and tuning in to the absolutely the only show that I would ever tune into at night. That's for sure. We know that. So anyway, that's the way it is. And by the way, gold stars to every one of you. We're just going to throw them out tonight because you deserve them. You know, we always give a gold star every week to someone. Well, you guys for and gals for listening in and being a part of this like you are and being in the chat room.
And sucking down coffee in the middle of the night.
That's right. That's right. And all you people that can't go anywhere. Now, I did want to say something I told the captain. I didn't know what night, because I'll be on again tonight. You're going to get blessed with prayers tonight, people, but I am thinking about the military, the reason being.
Yeah.
And the captain, my heart. I didn't want to take the time to do this, but God said, no, you must. So there's a very short, there's a longer one, soldier's prayer. Many of you have heard it. I haven't done it in probably a year. And so this is for all of you who courageously gave up your, you know, you didn't know where you'd be sent. You volunteered. So to all of you, and this is it. Please, God, grant them courage when times are bleak. Grant them strength when they feel weak. Grant them comfort when they feel so alone. But most of all, God, then please bring them all home. And I would add to that safely. That's the small, I have a longer one, can't do it tonight. That's a small soldier's prayer, actually called the soldier's prayer, for years. And it's to all of you in the military serving. I don't know what you're eating. I don't know what you do during all these times, but you can't be with your family.
They try to get the majority of them, unless they're on a forward FOB. They try to get them all a nice hot meal. try to rotate them back so that they come back, you know, from their, yeah, their forward operating bases and whatnot. But even if they don't, they at least get something brought to them.
Yeah, and that's good to know. And the captain mm-hmm. would know twice, you know. And so, you know, it's got to be... It's just got to be a lonely time, but I know they make it as easy as they can. But I want to say, because I haven't done a military thing in so long, how very much I appreciate you all. And many of you have family members. Like, I want to say hi to Eric tonight, who has a son. I'm not going to say where, but you know, in fact, he has a lot of sons.
Got a Marine son in Korea right now.
Yeah. I didn't want to say, but yes.
New sergeant.
Yeah, and God bless. So to all you families, to Allen, Nebraska, to all you families of military also that, you know, you've sacrificed.
The Blue Star families and the Gold Star families.
Absolutely. So yep. I wanted to get everybody in there tonight. My time is up, but I wanted you all to get know you all get Gold Stars. Everybody.
You got a minute left. Remember, your clock's off.
Yeah, the captain, I did tell him tonight. My clock is, my computer screen is off. So I'm rushing through here. But tonight I'll be back on. But I've got to. I'm going to put prayer over you all because we need to put prayer over this nation. You know, I weep over this nation. I really do. And Thanksgiving is a time for me to be reflective. I'm going to use the word reflective. Grateful, but reflective. So tonight you will get a prayer put over all of you and over this nation.
By the way, I'm chuckling a little bit because Dirty Ernie, you remember him, the trash hauler?
I do.
He's listening. He's not working tonight, but he's listening to us in Atlanta. He's saying, pray for the turkeys.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, Ernie, two of them were pardoned. Don't forget
pray
that.
For the turkeys. I love it.
Two were pardoned, but I'm sorry. Mine's getting blasted.
Yeah.
I got someone cooking it. Oh, yeah, my turkey's going into me. I mean, they gratefully give over their lives for us. Anyway, I love you all so very much. You know, losing the rest of my family this year, you guys and gals have been my family kind of for a long time, but we're called the Captain's Team, and I couldn't...
Captain's Army.
Captain's Army, and we're all together. We may differ a little bit from one thing to another, but we don't differ when the main things, and that's that we're American patriots, we love this country, we're for our president, we're for our leadership, and we're for each other. That's what's important. We'll stick together. Anyway, remember, if you're ill, if you need... Boy, have I got prayer. Oh.
And Terry in Nashville just said hello and thank you.
Oh, hi, Terry. God bless you. And I know there are many sick right now. I have many personal friends very sick right now. Strange. But y'all will be prayed for. So anyway, God bless you till tonight. And then I'm going to put prayer over the nation and over
everyone. Gotta go.
Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and I wanted to get her out before she got cut off. I hate that when that happens. I'll be right back with more. Your phone calls, too. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ah! Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate the company called Relief Factor. And yes, I am taking Relief Factor, have been for 3 years and 8 months. And to everybody out there, from all the folks at Relief Factor, happy Thanksgiving. And remember, if you're struggling with pain like I have been and do from time to time, arthritis pain, because I have it because of all the injuries I've had, the breaks, the fractures, the twists, the bends, the rips, the tears. But with arthritis, with back pain, with neck pain, with shoulder pain, with foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, any kind of pain at all, muscle aches too, let me suggest to you that you get on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away and see what it will do for you. You betcha. See what it will do for you. Now, it worked for me, and it probably would work for you, because I'm being told by Pete and Seth Talbot and their people that 80% of the people that order Relief Factor from this show are still taking it. And it's a good thing, because that means it's working. Now, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. What you'll do is go over there, and you'll sign up for the 3-week quick start. Costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it to you, about $25-$26, somewhere around there. And it'll be to you in a couple of days, 3 days, weather permitting. Gotta say that because of the snowstorm that's out there. But it'll be to you as quickly as it can be there. And, again, what do you got to lose but pain, right? So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try it out. If it works for you, boom. Keep taking it. Take it the way it says to take it, and you're in like Flynn. All right. To the telephone lines we go, and I found Santa's helper. Yeah, Santa's helper. It's Nelson up in Jasper, Florida. Hello, Nelson.
Hello. Well, I may be Santa's helper, but let me tell you, there's no snow up here, and without snow up here, it's like, I remember one time as a kid in northern Maine,
mm-hmm.
junior high,
mm-hmm.
I was very, very jealous of Buffalo. Because Buffalo and that area would get snow before we would.
We got more where I was at than Buffalo did, and they never talked about us, Oswego.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was jealous because I wanted snow. And there was one winter, there was one fall when I was in junior high that, in fact, we didn't have any snow that would stick. And we were bouncing up against Christmas, and we still didn't have any snow on the ground. And I was so jealous of Buffalo. I didn't know that much about geography, but I knew about Buffalo.
I'm sure there's weekends where they would love to send you some of that lake effect snow.
You got it. I wanted to tease you a little bit.
Yeah.
When you were a young feller,
mm-hmm.
There was a radio commentator on the air who would say, as he introduced his news program, he would say, "And there is good news tonight."
Oh, Paul Harvey.
He may have, but the feller that is supposed to have originated was Mr. Gabriel Heater.
Oh, yeah. But Paul Harvey picked up on it and did the same thing.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd bounce that around to your listeners, too, because some of them may remember Gabriel Heater and or Paul Harvey and so on. The reason I wanted to say that was I was listening to the radio over the Jasper station tonight
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
9 o'clock. And
mm-hmm.
from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
they reran your last night's program, that is the first 3 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was done, prime time, between 9 and 12. So
well,
I
that's good. That's good because I know the all-night folks that listen to me up there, I get a lot of comments from your friends at the Pilot and the Flying J that are going in and out of there because they have the radio show on up there.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was a mistake or what, I don't know. But whether or not it was a carryover among other stations as well, not only the Jasper station. But anyway, I wanted to let you know that. And I think
well, I appreciate that because I have to remember sometimes, I should be saying good morning America. I should be saying instead of good morning America, they tell me to say good morning America. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because even at night when I go somewhere to give a speech, I go, good morning, America, like that. That's the way I introduce myself, the
of
way
course.
I do the show. And because the show is played at various times around the country. But, they'll figure it out.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's a good way to have an introductory thing.
Mm-hmm.
All the politicians and so on. Do you remember the man who would say, take my wife, please, take my wife?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, everybody has a shtick. And
Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield were always, they loved their wives. They've been married to them forever. But they were always throwing out jokes about, well, my wife went to the jeweler the other day and she came home with a star.
There you go. Absolutely. Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought you'd like to hear that good news tonight.
Sure. And thanks, Nelson.
Yes, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. And like Dirty Ernie said up in Atlanta, our trash hauler up there, pray for the turkeys. Oh, my goodness. All right. And I hope everybody today is going to have just a really super day because it is Thanksgiving. And just remember the reason why you're gathered around today and why you have the day off if you're not working. For the people that are working in the big box stores, that's what happens. But anyway, let's listen to a minute and 19 seconds of our president.
We will defend privacy, free speech, free assembly, religious liberty, and the right to keep and bear arms. And above all, we will never stop fighting for the sacred values that bind us together as one beautiful country, as one America. We support, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. We stand with the incredible heroes of law enforcement. We believe in the dignity of work and the sanctity of life. We believe that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the true American way. We believe that children should be taught to love our country, honor our history, and to always respect our great American flag.
Now, I hope the liberals in the crowd were listening to what was just said. You just heard America and the comments about what makes this country so great by our great president, Donald J. Trump. Respect for our country. Respect for our families. Respect for other people. You can't expect to get respect on your end unless you respect us too. It's not my way or the highway. We don't do that here in this program. Never have, never will. I could, but I'm not going to. I respect other people calling in and telling me about their opinions. Just do it in a respectful manner. If you're not, then guess what? I have something called a dump button. And it goes in and it dumps the last 10 seconds previous to what you said. So in other words, if you come on and you act like a jackass, people aren't even going to know you came on the radio show. So what purpose did that solve? But it's all about being an American first. And for those of you that listen to this program, you know that's what I'm all about. There is no I, me, or my in what I do here. It's a we thing. And that comes from two different sources. It comes from being in the military, and it comes from the fire department. Because even though you wanted to sometimes run in and be a big hero because you saw a situation where you might be able to, you know, save somebody's life or whatnot, you didn't do it by yourself because if you did, guess what? You either wound up getting hurt or you wound up getting killed. There was no I, me, or my. It was we. Not I go, we go. Period. You had team members that worked together. You had dual teams. You had triplicate teams. You had four-man teams, five-man teams, big structure fires. The reason you had that is so somebody could always find a way out. You have no idea what goes on inside a burning inferno until you've been in there and all you got your fire hose to figure out how to get out of a building that's about ready to collapse when they start blowing the truck horns outside, which means, guess what? Time to get out now before the roof collapses on you. And that's all I'll say about that. And Ed, nice to hear from you, Trucker Ed. And by the way, I don't know if Trucker Ed's working tonight or not. He may be, but Trucker Ed is also a firefighter. Has been a firefighter. I don't think he still is. Maybe a volunteer yet. But he was a firefighter, and he's now in the trucking business. And in case you didn't know this, and most of you do, my contributor, Frank Salvato, for Mondays and Fridays, was retired from the Chicago Fire Department. He also got hurt in the line of duty and had to retire. He was a firefighter paramedic. We used to call him a paragod. Alrighty, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. Captain, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bitter cold is causing havoc for millions of travelers. In the West, the northbound lanes of I-5 heading into Oregon have now reopened. Hundreds were stranded on the freeway for hours. KXL reporter Annette Newell.
The blizzard forced a shutdown that lasted for hours from southern Oregon to northern California. Dozens of miles of four major highways in the Cascades also shut down, the worst on record, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation's Gary Leeming.
I've been with this agency nearly 20 years. I can't think of a Thanksgiving this bad.
Though most highways are back open, they're still requiring drivers to use tire chains.
The big freeze stretches across most of the country.
Winds right now across the Great Lakes gusting over 40, close to 50 miles an hour. And tomorrow, up and down the eastern seaboard, especially in the northeast, winds will be gusting close to 40 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first Military and Veterans News segment on this Thanksgiving Day, 2019. A special shout out to the military and the troops, and a special shout out also to a special friend, LJ. LJ, I certainly hope that you're feeling much better, that your medical problems have resolved for you, and hopefully you'll have an opportunity to come to our Have Lunch with the Captain series over there next week. I believe it's next Thursday at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, so hope to see you there. Now, with all that being said, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you, yeah, listen to me, the Military Veterans News segment is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, putting the cart ahead of the horse. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and gals. I talked to a gentleman yesterday. He was 59 years old. He was in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, making $11.25 an hour. Couldn't go up, couldn't go down, couldn't afford to leave where he was at, And he says, Captain, I don't know what to do. He says, I've been thinking about this national aviation thing. And I said, okay, are you a veteran? He says, no. I says, okay. They have student loans that you can get over there to go and get the training and do what you need to do. It'll take 14 months to get the certification because they don't cut any corners. It's 2,100 hours or something like that to do the training to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. But you will start right off the bat at $50,000 to $60,000 a year, and you'll have the potential to have a six-figure income just by doing your job right because you can work as much as you want. And he said, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not. So at 59 years of age, he's going to go to night school here in the Clearwater, Florida campus area, and he's going to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And I told him, I said, you get that diploma the day you go to graduation, I'll be the one that'll hand it to you. So there you go. So I made him that promise. So he's going to do that, and he's been struggling for the last 20 years of his life as an auto mechanic, and he just hasn't hit the right gear or whatever you want to call it. He's been working for some smaller dealers, but we'll help him along, and that's what we're doing for him, and hopefully everything will work the way it's supposed to. So there you go. Now, let's start out with the USS Abraham Lincoln. Now, the USS Abraham Lincoln, which has been extended for service, as you well know, in the Persian Gulf because of the fact that it was in the right place at the wrong time, call it what you want, and they were over there extended for some extra duty, and they're enjoying some great time off now because they put to port in Bahrain for their first port visit in quite a while, and the sailors there are finally catching a break. So kudos to them and all the Marines on board that ship, USS Abraham Lincoln. And we do have some people listening from the ship right now in Bahrain. So we salute you, USS Abraham Lincoln, and thank you for all that you've done to help keep America free and safe. Now, South Korea's military fired warning shots towards a North Korean merchant boat with engine trouble that violated their sea border this week, yesterday. Now, South Korea is reporting that right now. Obviously, if you have a vessel in distress, that's one thing, but you never know with North Korea what it is that's going on, whether or not they're testing you or what it is they're doing. But apparently, that was the end of that, and I'll be talking about that with Denise Simon when she comes on the program. And a U.S. naval graduate who was deployed to Iraq during the initial 2003 invasion, Admiral Braithwaite is now the president's next pick to lead the Navy and Marine Corps following another unexpected leadership shakeup at the Secretary of the Navy's position. The admiral is going to be really, really good because he's one of them, and he gets it. And in my opinion, this is what you need in these cabinet positions. For example, Secretary of Defense, West Point graduate, combat veteran, Mark Esper. It should be that way with everybody, in my opinion. They should have experience in the field that they're in. But that's just me talking. Now, the State Department is currently looking into reports that the U.S.-made weapons sent to Yemen have fallen into the hands of those against the U.S.-backed and internationally recognized government, namely the Houthis. According to a letter that was released this week by presidential hopeful Senator Elizabeth Warren. Now, Lizzie, this is old news. I was talking about this 3 years ago. And you know when it happened, Lizzie? It was when Barack Obama yanked our forces out of Yemen. Remember when he did that, Lizzie? That was on your watch with your fearless leader, Barack Obama. He pulled our groups, our intel base, the whole nine yards out of Yemen. We had to leave some things behind. That was some of what we left behind. So, Lizzie, you're 3 years late with your information. Also, the death of a Marine raider in Iraq was the direct result of enemy actions during a combat operation, not friendly fire, as was previously mentioned, according to officials with the Operation Inherent Resolve. That's the U.S. mission to combat ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And I'm glad to hear that CENTCOM finally got all that straightened around, because you hate to hear about friendly fire incidents. By the way, the top general for the U.S. Northern Command said the U.S. needs to invest in an early warning system for the Arctic, similar to a series of radar stations that was built way back in 1957. It became known as the Distant Early Warning Line, or the DEW Line. That's used with NORAD, I might add. And the Russian military says it's shown its latest hypersonic weapon to U.S. inspectors. Okay. We'll see where that goes. In addition, Russia has deployed military forces to Libya that are destabilizing the North African country, according to a top State Department official. And a U.S. civilian was killed Sunday in an attack on a United Nations vehicle in Kabul, Afghanistan. We had originally heard that it was someone, a foreigner. No, it wasn't. It was a U.S. citizen. And in Chicago, all good deeds are equal in the United Relief Foundation's Tis the Season of Service campaign, which was put together specifically to help veterans in need. However, they would like to share a recent story of generosity and service that exemplifies on how making a difference, of being the difference, can be a family affair. So check them out, the United Relief Foundation in Chicago. They're doing some really good work. Really good work. Now, the lack of guidance and oversight by the Defense Health Agency of its TRICARE contractors in 2017 resulted in a host of problems for patients that now must be addressed while the Pentagon develops its next generation of TRICARE contracts. This coming from the GAO office. I hate to even report these things because it means, guess what, the veterans got screwed again. And when that happens, it just riles everybody the wrong way, but I guess you got to do it. By the way, 3 out of 4 Americans believe that U.S. troops should intervene overseas when freedom is threatened or human rights abuses are apparent in other countries, according to a survey done by the Military Times. Okay. And the president's actions, again, 3 Navy SEALs who were under investigation, kind of a fallout in addition to the Eddie Gallagher case, the investigation against them, per orders of the president, are being stopped so they can put all this Eddie Gallagher stuff to sleep once and for all. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, Okay, Susie, I don't know why they wouldn't let you do that. I thought you were a member of the group. Maybe you're not a member of the group. But anyway, I'll check on that, too. And if you're not a member, ask to be one, and I'll make you one right away. Okay, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with another Trucker's Highway and Byway report. And then right after that, Denise Simon comes aboard.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right, you want to cut that a little short because you got a lot of stuff to talk about weather-wise, as you might well expect, because we got us a big old storm all the way from Texas all the way to the Canadian border, straight north, straight south. Now, in Texas, it's in the panhandle of Texas, of Oklahoma, rather, and over about halfway across Oklahoma, Amarillo, you're getting snow, lots of it. Lubbock, you're getting snow. All the way down to the New Mexico quadrant, southeastern corner of New Mexico, Ruidoso, the Indian Reservation, Roswell, the mountains down there in New Mexico, all the way up to Albuquerque, winter storm warning. You've got some really bad driving conditions up there on I-40 tonight. Be careful. That weather is moving to the east. It's almost Oklahoma City as we speak right now. Also covering a lot of Kansas, covering most of Nebraska, covering all of North and South Dakota, right on up to Canada. Now, let's move over to the right. Most of Minnesota is inundated tonight with some sort of winter weather. Snow. In some areas, it's freezing rain and or sleet. But pretty much most of the state being inundated. They're talking about possibly as much as a foot, depending on where this comes down at. And with a wind pushing the snow, too, so that's miserable. And then the western part of Wisconsin, you've got snow there. Eastern Wisconsin, not yet, but it's coming your way as the storm moves to the east. Now, Montana, good Lord. Blizzard conditions in some areas of Montana tonight, including 4th of July going up over the top, if you can even get there, which is highly doubtful. So a lot of guys and gals sitting in the truck stops out there, the Flying J's and the Pilot Travel Centers out there in Montana tonight. Snow all across Montana, high winds driving the snow too. Not pretty, not pretty. Moving on down to Wyoming, snow, blowing snow, drifting snow, high winds, you name it. Moving on down to Colorado, snow pretty much west of Denver going up over the top of the rocks. And, of course, you got winter storm warnings in most of the higher elevations too. Moving on down to Arizona, I-40, Kingman. Over to Flagstaff, winter storm warning, storm moving to the east. All the mountainous areas pretty much above 1,500 feet out of Phoenix. You have got a winter storm warning. Down south in the valley, though, coming across I-10, I-8, you've got rain, heavy rain, flash flooding, and desert southwest flooding in the desert tonight. Now, you've got snow in the higher elevations of the mountains in California, eastern California, San Bernardino Mountains. The snow has dissipated pretty much over in Reno. However, driving conditions going up over the top. Donner, you probably are going to have to put chains on to get over the top of Donner. Big mess up there. Several feet of snow has fallen. The higher elevations in Nevada, snow. Higher elevations in Washington State, snow. Oregon is pretty much cleared off. But, as I said, all the way from North Dakota, South Dakota, down into Nebraska, down into Kansas, down into Oklahoma, western part of Texas, snow moving to the east. Now, here's the other end of it. Upper Peninsula of Michigan, winds, snow flurries, rain north of Detroit along the lake there. You got gale warnings along Lake Erie. In upstate New York, Lake Ontario, you've got gale warnings there. You've got a mixed bag when it comes to precipitation. There is some rain along some of the lake areas. However, when you get from about Oswego over to Pulaski up to Watertown, it is lake effect snow that starts again. Temperatures dropping, so it's going to get miserable. By the time Monday rolls around, I'll have several feet of snow in that area. High winds going to affect the Macy's Day Parade in New York City. High winds all across central New York, high winds across most of Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania, central Pennsylvania, I-81, up and down high winds, West Virginia, Maryland, the mountains of Virginia, high winds, mountains of North Carolina, high winds. That's all there is to bother you right now. If you're in Maine, northern Maine over to the very top of New Hampshire, you have snow coming down, and it's going to stay that way most of the day as that first front that moved across moves slowly out into the Atlantic Ocean and dumps a bunch of snow on Nova Scotia. So to our folks listening to us up there tonight, Greenland, by the way, it looks like you're going to get snow too, so there you go. So keep all of that in mind as we move along with the weekend. And again, Thanksgiving weekend, again, if you're getting on an airplane, you're going anywhere today, you're going out there into the snow areas, please call ahead to check and make sure that your flight is still flying, because there are a number of airports across the central part of the United States that are closed tonight because of the snow and the heavy snow and the winds and the zero visibility. So think about that. All righty. To the phone line we go, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
This is a National Pray for the Turkeys Day.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, I'll tell you where that came from. Remember the trash hauler in Atlanta that we used to hear from time to time, Dirty Ernie?
Sure.
He chimed in, and he said, this is National Pray for the Turkey Day.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, now he's not working, but he's listening, so there you go. Now, what I've got several stories right now, military stories, and I think I want to go first with the president. Once again, the three Navy SEALs that were still being investigated as a part of, I think, the Eddie Gallagher investigation, the president has ordered all of that to stop.
I have not seen that. I know that there's still some open issues there, so that's all I can really say.
Okay, well, then let me change gears and go to something you probably know about, and that is the fact that the appeals court judges placed a temporary hold on the ex-White House lawyer, Don McGahn, testifying. So right now he doesn't have to do that, as a temporary hold has been placed on them.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, what the judge actually said, that he needs to appear, he needs to cooperate. Once he gets in there, he can say that's privilege, that's privilege, that's privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So, but let me start with this, because this happened only just a few minutes ago, that North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile, that they like to call it now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is 3 days after the North said its troops conducted artillery drills near its disputed sea boundary with South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have yet another one. Now, I do know that Kim Jong-un had piled up along one part of the border, and he was conducting what he called military drills, live fire, mm-hmm. actually. He visited the front line and ordered the troops to practice firing near the sea boundary.
Question. Does this have anything to do with South Korea's Navy firing at a missile, firing at a merchant ship, a warning shot that had drifted into South Korean waters yesterday, apparently having engine trouble?
That not according to media releases, no.
Okay, all right, because that's a report that came over just as I started the show, too. All right, here comes the music. We're going to get into a lot of different things here when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be right back with me here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody that's out there and to all the people that have to work. I hope you get your turkey today.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.